Yo, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, Lady Lou, and this is Poverty Talk Podcast. Welcome. Tonight, I will be talking about the latest, you know, murders that we had in the city, the devastation that the city is going through right now by losing, you know, some very important people to us and to our communities. It was also an incident where we lost another brother that had a shootout with the police in Philadelphia. Philadelphia has really been going through some tough times as far as, you know, dealing with things. It's kind of been a beef thing, a body for body. I'm not sure if it's even gang related. I do hear of gangs in Philadelphia, but I just know that, you know, there are a lot of cliques. Which meaning people that don't know these ghetto terms or urban terms, cliques are people that come together and they own the block, quote unquote, because they never even live on a block, or they might have grew up on a block and they feel obligated to obtain a block, but they don't give back to the block. You know, they bring drama, they bring shootings, you know, they're killing people in their own neighborhood. So we got to stop claiming blocks, first of all. Let's stop claiming blocks where you don't even pay fucking taxes on. And the reason why, you know, you might hear me a little angry in this episode tonight is because I'm tired of the mentality that a lot of my people are carrying. It's becoming very fucking frustrating and sickening, and it's really hurtful. You know, it's like it's hurt turning into anger, you know, in agony, because a lot of our people feel obligated to certain things and they never worked for shit. All they want to do is take, or they want to go around walking around angry at other motherfuckers based off of shit that they went through or something that their parents take them through or whatever, as if like they the only motherfuckers going through it. So let's start there. 12th and Hunterdon, which is in the North Philadelphia section of Philadelphia, right off of the Germantown section of Philadelphia. And, you know, it was over 60 shots. Some of it was even taped on live. And I still don't even get, you know, the society that we living in where you want to fucking tape the demises of the people and put it on the internet as if like it's something to glorify. That's just showing your pure fucking ignorance. Just period. Pure ignorance. And, you know, we lost a father. Rest in peace to the general. He was one of the hottest artists coming up in Philly. Probably if, you know, people that was in position or in position had put him on sooner, he probably wouldn't even been standing on that corner. We can't call it, you know. And I'm tired of people saying, oh yeah, and I'm no disrespect to the Islamic, you know, religion, no disrespect to the Christians or whatever, because I'm understanding that he was Muslim, and they say, you know, we come from God, we return back to God. That is true. That is absolutely fucking true. But not every time that a life is taken, meaning that was God's calling, that was Shaitan's calling. You understand? You think that God want his people to go out the way that they going out? No. Natural causes? Yes. You know, maybe from you not eating right or you being a diabetic, because something that you put into your body, a poison that you put into your body that can deteriorate your health while you leave, that's still on you. I don't believe that our higher being, our higher power put us here to kill each other and say, oh yeah, to him we return. You are right. To him we will return to the earth. We will, because that's where we come from. But that doesn't mean that because a bullet was put in somebody's body, that was their calling. No, that wasn't their calling. That was Shaitan's calling. That was the devil's calling. And that was somebody calling to put an end to your life when they had no right to, because they didn't create your life. I want people to stop becoming so comfortable and numb at death, when a lot of times the death happens and it's not our calling. You know, that's where the sayings can, oh, the good die young. You're right. The good does die young. But the good doesn't have to die young if you put the fucking guns down. If you gain the knowledge that you need to gain about who you are as a people. You know, even Harriet Tubman said she freed thousands of slaves, and she would have freed more if had they known they were slaves. So, rest in peace to the general. Rest in peace to Naya, which was a mother. You know, they both left children behind. Locke, he's actually one of the people that I follow on Instagram, and I've been admiring him for a while, maybe since like last year. And he also does music, you know, and like black men, they start their own little eras and things that they do and have people following them. So this obviously will be more than one segment tonight. I was cut off, the first segment ended, but as I was saying, I just wanted to send my condolences, and I want to get back to the, you know, to the real issue. And the real issue is that black people right now don't understand martial law, And if this rate keeps going with the murder rate and the ignorance and the lack of self and the lack, you know, it's going to, martial law is going to be put in effect. And for all I know, and for what I do know, is that this is what they want. This is what the enemy wants. The enemy wants for you to keep destroying yourself so they can move into Satan and you no longer have control over anything. And what black people lack is ownership. Ownership of homes, ownership of land, and ownership of guns. You know, and when I say guns and black people in the same sentence, with the ongoing black on black violence, it sounds like it's a harsh thing, but it's really not, because not only are we at war with each other, we are at war with others that are seeking to deteriorate or to end our race. Since the beginning of time, since time has started, since we have been living beings on this earth, the war has been against us. So with us lacking this knowledge and not knowing what's going on in front of us, is what's keeping us in our demise. It's what's keeping us ignorant, you know. And when I'm saying us, I mean I'm speaking as a whole of my people, because I can't exclude myself out. One, because I don't know everything. But two, it's something I do know, that I'm woke and I'm wide the fuck awake. I'm wide awake, and anybody that comes in my presence understands that I do not know everything. It's still things that I learn every single day. But one thing I do know is that I see what's going on in front of me, and I need my people to see this. I cannot speak about them without including myself, because I'm not better. I'm not better. I'm just in a better position as far as seeing, for some, because I'm not the only one. You know, I'm not the only one that sees this and that's experiencing this and that gets frustrated when we see this ongoing violence. And it's more mainly our youth, and it's some of the old cats. You know, some people with, you know, we got to remember that it's sometimes they got beef from jail. Some people come home, you know, they still got beef from jail. People making phone calls. It's all types of shit that goes on, you know, inside the jails and on the streets. And it has to come to a stop. It really has to come to a stop, or we're going to come to a stop as a race. Philadelphia is going to come to a stop as a city. And there's been so much blood on the Philadelphia Police District hands, and the mayor of the Philadelphia and the governor. It's been so much bloodshed in these streets that is fucking ridiculous. And nobody's standing up. Nobody's doing anything about it. And if they're doing it, they're doing it behind the scenes, and they're not including the community, and we're the ones that's suffering. But being as though we are in the inner city communities, or we're in the ghetto, we don't fucking matter. And the only way we're going to matter is if we matter to ourselves. And we've seen what happened to our ancestors and our scholars and our leaders. We see what happens when we answer and do for self. They come and destroy anyway. We have to stop allowing others to destroy us, and we have to first stop destroying ourselves. So I don't want to hear about no Black Lives Matter bullshit. Black Lives Matter only when there's a white hand behind a trigger. But what about when there's a black hand behind a trigger? Does Black Lives Matter then? Black lives has to matter at all fucking times. Stop the bullshit. Stop pointing fingers and stop playing the fucking blame game. Because we can no longer blame the enemy. We know clear who the enemy is. But why is it that black people have so much self-hate? And we can't even ask that question, because we know why. We have the Jim Crows. We have the KKKs. And we have the other KKKs, the kings killing kings. And the kings are killing kings because they don't know who they are. They don't know who they are. I just need Philadelphia to really wake the fuck up. I really need my people to wake the fuck up, you know? Like, the people that say they for my people, I need them to wake up and stop being naive. And I need the mothers, the sisters, the cousins, the uncles, the brothers. I need everybody to come to their senses about what's really going on with our fucking people, because we are losing right now. It's so many people, you know, so many of us that's winning financially and successfully and through education and things like that. But it's a lot of us that's losing. You got us half and half when we supposed to be whole. At least 75%, 80% of us supposed to be winning. And we're not. And that's, I'm not even talking about the people in the music industry, because they are a part of the agenda. I'm not even talking about that. The fake woke artists and all that bullshit. This is America's and all that bullshit. Fake woke. You hear me? That's another session that I'm going to get into at another time. But it's all going to come together, because this is a domino effect. So with all this happening, everything's going to be spilled out. Everybody's going to be getting called out. Everything. I want to know, you know, what do you think? What you know, the public, what should we be talking about? What are the issues that we're not speaking about, besides the fact that black people are just being plain fucking ignorant? And I'm not going against my own, because my biggest fight is with my own. But I need to know, what do you guys feel about everything that's going on? What's your intake on things? What's your input on things? Or what you think should happen? Or how involved should the community be with the police of, you know, of Philadelphia? How involved should the mayor be? You know, like, where do we go from here? Because martial law is coming. We have gentrification sweeping this city out. You hear me? That's enough for me tonight, because I'm getting a little frustrated. I'm cussing and shit. And y'all know Lady Lou come raw. I'm saying what's on my mind, because I've always got a lot to talk about. Anybody that knows me probably knows I never shut up. But when I'm talking about some realistic shit. I'm talking about some things that actually matters. I don't really like small talk and bullshit. So y'all kick it with your girl Lady Lou every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And let me know. Poverty Talk. Peace.